Os irmãos Sally Murray, a comissão Pinchas, os irmãos Daniel Shane, vai ser o show fala. Okay. So today is officially the beginning of the news man, even though we've never really ended. But sort of not everyone was here, so I guess it's can't hurt to sing that as well. And our chaver Zach Rothenberg is became a chassan over the break, so we want to sing for him as well. And then we'll sing Avinu Av, and then we'll continue. Then he'll Sementa, Umazota, Yeva, Ulecha, Isa, Sementa, Se meta no masuta fiei ole haisa se meta no Sinatov Hazardov Yehema Befalisman Dino Hazardov Yehema Befalisman skill Avinu 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 Lishma, Emadi, Lishma, Krishna, Thank you. Okay, we've been learning the inyanim of Prisha Samach Levesis. And it's interesting, we talked about the two vestos. There's the vestos of the Yom and the vestos of the Laila. So the question is, when does the Yom start for these type of things? In Halacha, Yom starts at Alos HaShachar. So it's before Alos HaShachar is Laila. And then Netzach Hamam, according to many, is a, Rashi says in Megillah, is a din derabbanan, that you should always wait till Netzach Hamam to do any mitzvah that you have to do in the daytime. Because we're afraid if you do it from Alos HaShachar, you might make a mistake and do it at night. But the assumption is you won't make a mistake. Once it's Netzach Hamam, the sun is above the horizon, so then already you won't make a mistake. The sun is already above the horizon. What time was the Netzach Hamam today?
7:17.
Right. By the way, I was just discussing many years ago, I was discussing with somebody about Netzach Hamam. They said, you know, there's a article in the Encyclopedia Talmudis about it. But this person said to me, how could it be? They got up to noon already? So what's the answer? Hey, Netzach Hamam is with a hey. So hey, they got up to a long time ago. As I quote, that article of Talmudis, a netzu harimonim, right, blossom. So Netzach Hamam is really hey Netzach Hamam. That's why it was in the Encyclopedia Talmudis on the hay. Rav Nata Greenblatt told me that he was in Eretz Yisrael in the '40s. He was one of the first people in America to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn before it was popular to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. That was in the 40s. And then he was there when the first volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudis came out. And he, I believe he said, Rav Shimon Strelitz, went to the Brisker Rav to present the Brisker Rav with the first volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. And the Brisker Rav praised it, even though if you look at the first volume and you look at the most later volumes, the first volume's not nowhere near as good as the later volumes. But I guess he felt that was good enough. That was he was from the people who he presented the Brisker Rav with the first volume of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Yeah, Jeremy, you want to say something?
We're interested in knowing where the daybreak gets.
In other words, say, for example, if a woman gets a period, you said, what time you say? Netzach Hamam, 7:17 today, 7:17. So say she would get her period at 7 o'clock. Got a period at 7 o'clock. So for the next month, is it a day vesis or is it a night vesis? In other words, right, if you get your period at night, so then the next month it's a night vesis, right, on that chodesh or whatever it is. If you get in the day, then it's a day. So what should be if you get it between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hamam, what should that vesis be? For the next month, she got a period this month. It's at 7 o'clock, right? That's between, what time was Alos HaShachar this morning? 5:50. So, okay, between 5:50 and 7:17. That's a story if a woman gets a period between 5:50 and 7:17. Yeah, that's an also a question. What if a woman wakes up in the morning? She wakes up in the morning and she's bleeding. She doesn't know what happened. Right? Okay, so first let's deal with the question of the Vade. She knows Vade. But between five, what's it? What time you said five? 5:50 and 7:17. Yeah. Okay. Different shitas. I'm not being exact of what the shitas are, but between, say, somewhere in that. So what would you say? Is that a day vessus or a night vessus?
Probably a night vessus.
Probably be a night vessus. Why? You're dealing with using los vestos or the rabbanon, so therefore, you should follow Neitzachama, because Neitzachama is it Neitzachama the rabbanon? No, the day is the raisa from 5:50. It's just there's a chashash, you might make a mistake, so therefore, they.
Talk about
time that she should have to be a certain time.
Instead of saying she was less than a million
period
in the past, say
that. Yeah, so this is a question. What does the Gemara seem to say? The Gemara speaks, we're in packet 7. Packet 7. Right, the Gemara speaks about on page 5, Roa im ha-Neitzachama. In Asur im ha-Neitzachama. Let's see the Lashon in Shulchan Aruch. Ari? What page in Shulchan Aruch? Ari knows the pages. 22. So that's the Beis Yosef. 23? No, not 23. 24. Okay. So it says, I'm reading from page 24. B'shaz Vesta Tzarech Lifrosh B'mena On Achas. Below me shakrivas hello mitashmish bavad in who yom parshim mena also yom. A few in professors besofa would to be ad the lila. And let's look now in page 27 in the Shulchan Aruch in Megillah liros b'hanetzachama. The lokim lan shapir kodem hanetzal acharav. So this is a big yisod that if you have a vestos, suffik l'kula. This is the Rabbana. So what is l'kula? What is l'kula? Kula means always later. Why? Because if it's later, then more likely she already got a period by then. Then you won't have to have an extra prisha time. In other words, if you ask the vestos earlier, then she didn't get a period yet, and then so you can ask her an early time. But if you push it off later, so then by then it's more of a chance she'll get mamash a period, then you won't have to keep a vessel at a period. And then so that's the shachrites. Yud gimel. Ein asur el bayom. Came the vessels midrabanan have leisav the rabbanal kulah. Vein tzarech lifrosh el bayom shayavade bimeni dasa. So, but what is he? What's yom? So he says, if she's regel to see at 7:17, let's say a day like today, We're not sure. Was it before or after? Was it 7:15? Was it 7:20? So then you go with the day. But you see that the cutoff point in the Shulchan Aruch is Netzach Am. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Now, who is the person who pointed this out? I mean, you could say it's the Gemara. You could say it's the Shulchan Aruch. But someone has to say it. So, we have here the supplement. The Sanhedrin supplement. What does it say in the Sanhedrin supplement? There's a Sidrei Tara. There's no Chavos Da. I didn't put Chavos Das. Ah, what kind of packet is this? The Chavos Das is the one who officially says this. You have a Chavos Das? You want to share it? Let's share the screen with the Oilam. No? Who knows how to share a screen? What? No, but I want to share it with the Oilam. I think I put it maybe in another packet. I don't see it here. I mean, so let's who wants to, you know, let's share the screen with the island. No, who knows how to do that? I don't know how to say. I just know how to say that lashon, but I don't know what to talk about. No. Ari, you know how to do it? Yes. So it's on that Barilan, Sfari, all these good places. Yeah, you know, maybe the Pesach thing. No. No, do you have it? It's on Kuf Pei Dalet, I guess Dalet. Yeah. Everybody, our Lasta. Yeah. It's in the bottom, the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Chavos Das is not a separate sefer. It's like Rav Shechter tells a story about a certain yeshiva, where Ryan Cutler was giving a shir there. So he put on the Maamar Chumash, Beis Shmuel. So people were looking on the shelf for the Beis Shmuel, the sefer Beis Shmuel. But they didn't realize that Beis Shmuel is a Shulchan Aruch. It's the papers, you know. The same thing over here. Chavos Das, even though sometimes they do print Chavos Das separate, but the classic Chavos Das is in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Who wrote the Chavos Das? The Seamus. Okay, you got it? It would be in there, but if we could. Is anyone holding my finding it on the thing and sharing the screen? It's all on the same page. Everybody breaks it up, but it's all on the same page.
Which student is that?
Kuf Pei Dalet. Okay, Bay is Gimel Dalet.
Oh, yeah.
You got it?
I'm not going to look at my computer.
In the view room. View room, right? Yeah, you got it? So, can you show it to the oil? Okay.
Yeah? Oh, he found it.
No. So, could you do that?
I did it.
So share it. Now give it out to the oil. That's beyond his capabilities.
I have a link that I can share
with you. A link? Let's do it. Send the link to the WhatsApp group. Yeah, it's right here. It's Kuf Pei Dal Dal Sif Cotton Hay in the Pavas Das. Got it? Yeah, you. Yeah. I told you, that's why I told this Rav many years ago that there's a piece in the Tagli Talmudis on Neitzachama. He said, how could it be? They didn't get up to Nun. So the answer is because it's Hei Neitzachama. Hei Neitzu Han Rimonim. Hei Neitzachama means the Chama blossom. Hei Neitzachama. Right. That's a noun. But Hei Neitzu means it's a verb. They Hei Neitzachama means when the Chama sprouts up. So that's why it's on the Hei. Now they think they got the Nun already. They got it. No. Already the first time. Okay, is anyone sharing it with us? Yeah. Okay, so now. Got it? Did you get to send it to me too? He's not having this right here. But. Whatever, on my screen.
Okay, yeah, one second.
Avi Hoffman. No.
Avi. Yes.
Okay.
A link that just came up.
Okay. Okay. At least we'll remember this pshat from the Chavos Das. Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
Oh, that was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You got it.
Ah, okay. Okay. Would you rather go back or?
Either way, just give it to me. Yeah,
there we go.
Good. Okay, you got it, guys? Chavos Das, Biurim. All the real Chashiv stuff is all in the Biurim. That's where all the Chidushim are, in the Biurim. Chavos Das, Biurim. Even though Yom is really Alos HaShachar. So this should be Alos HaShachar. But here we consider it Laila. Because if she would get her period this morning at 6 o'clock, which is after Alos HaShachar, but before Nates, so the next month she would have a night versus. Because it's a din. See, this is not really a din of day and night. This is a din that the day caused the period. So next month, we assume that's going to cause it. So the day might mean the sun. The appearance of the sun is what caused the period. So even though technically Al Pi Halacha is considered Yom even from Alos HaShachar, but for Vestos is it's about the moon, the sun, something is causing the period that we assume that that's going to happen next month as well. So the Chavos Das Shita is that it's totally in. And what is he basing on? Because that's the Lashon HaGemara, Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. What is Lashon HaShulchan Aruch? You don't know if it's before Nates or after Nates. So obviously it means Nates is the cutoff point, and you don't know whether it was before or after. So it's not a regular din in Yom V'Layla. And that's the I think the classical Shita is this Chavos Das, as some Rabbanim point out. However, not every, okay, you got it? Sure. Oh, so let's see what he says. Yeah, yeah. Because even though after Shkia is at least suffering Laila, but again, it's the appearance of the sun and non-appearance of the sun. So therefore, after Shkia, that's Laila for these halachas. It's not for Hilchos Shabbos, not for Hilchos Milo, not for Hilchos anything else, but for this halacha. That's how the Chavos Das says. Now, what's the story? Does everyone agree, disagree? So look at now we can look in this, in the Sidrei Torah, in the supplement. In the bottom of the supplement, page 1. In Megillah, Rosh B'nai Zecham, the Shita is supposed to whistle out of Yosaf, the Aviyasaf Shita is that it's, Rabbi Forst discusses this in his need to say for 6 to 6. That's 6 to 6 is day, no matter what time of the year, 6 to 6. It's a kavua, 6 to 6. So he says, Lashita is posing lezel had aviasaf. The aviasaf again is 6 to 6. So if 6 to 6, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., that's a day one. And the rest is a night one. But again, we don't follow the aviasaf. So Tzorech Loma Hateva Isha Bevest Atali B'Mahalach HaShemesh Rizikos Ala Art O B'Shkiyasa V'udover Tamuah Shalo Hatsir Shom Zechem Mizeh B'Shom Sefer Adraba Kol Post Asos Kozu Sh'ona Hu Yom V'Layla. But I don't speak about Yom V'Layla. El Sharambam Peridal Hilchaz Yisri B'yad Den Yugim Kosa B'zeh Aloshim Chaynim Hu Darker L'Ros B'Sheish Shos B'Layla Over Velorosa, Asur Lashamish Tizrach Hashemish, Asmos Nam Natural Laila Adzrichas Hashemish. So the Rambam is also mashma like that, but he says Vudover Tamua. But in other words, the Sidrei Torah thinks it's Tamua, even though he seems to agree that that's what the Rambam says. So there's an Orach HaShulchan on this. Let's see the Orach HaShulchan. Dad Yesh Lahavin, page 2 in the supplement, Kufpe Beis Dal. Dad Yesh Lahavin, Mad Marginal Blosh and Ashas, Aposkim, the Indian Avestos, Kodim Hanates Lachanates. Akaimel and the Choladvar Mikri Yom, Meamur Ashachar. Tzorech Lomim Mishum Darius Avesis Toloi Bachama. Because maybe it's totally in the sun. Avon Cholim Kein Havalei Lomogam Be'erev Kodem Shkia Zacham Ola Achar Shashkia. In other words, you don't see the poskim speaking about, even though the Chavos Das says, but you don't see it in the earlier poskim, in Chaber. Ugor poskim Ugor Loshem Be'er Shmoshes Zel Achar Shkia Kodem Halayla. Yesh Mishom the Bemis Kavanas a poskim who called him a Shkia Chavos Das. Lo Mashu Kein Chin Uchom Maseches Nidik Shom Hashas Ben Hashmoshes Havim Mamish Kodem Halayla Shem Hashas Lo Hefesh Ben Nidul Ziva. The Bemis Mishnah Gemara Lo Hizkur Loshem Nates El Al Mandom Tzvili Vestas Toli Bishos. He says it really doesn't. It only uses the one Nates according to the Mandom that it's Toli. In the specific hour, the yomim v'shos vestos ha'isal libud liyos roi manates. If Yehuda sirle the vestos toli ba'on of lo b'shah, I mean bemes b'marsham. So maybe if it's toli in the whole owner, maybe not. Maybe it's toli in also shachar. The gabaram lo nutzel loshon zed the nates acharach arrived. Plus of loshon zed b'dinim elu. And nearly he's not alone. The arrival sirchul loshon. So he thinks it's Amura Shachar. Because of Loshon Neitzachamuk, Loshon Kosev Arush. Gamma Talmudim Rabbi Yona, Mishika Yom, Ain Old Man Nates. Mudini Yishlachmi, Mishne at Stodim. So he thinks you should be Machmir, meaning if she sees from between 550 and 717, then she should keep both, night and day, on suffering. Even though it's the Rabbana, that's a big chumra. It's a big chumra. Because you could say, like, that maybe you should treat it as a suffix. So suffix would be to always say it's the later one, right? That's what we said. Suffix is always the later one. So if she would see after Alos HaShachar, you would treat it as a, if you're saying it's a suffix, but based on the Klal of the Shach, then you should treat it as a day one, which is the cool. He's, I guess, saying that it's a suffix in halacha, maybe it's different than a suffix in the tzius. But so that is also, that's the Kiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. Oh, Rav Yitzchak Abari Shlita has a tshuva about this. And then I have a Kiddush on his tshuva. So let's see what he says. So he is on page 3, or Yitzchak. He says, "Hayom is chalik shtei onos, onos yomos laila. Chav v'stev yom chashes b'yom, chav b'laila b'laila. Onos hayom hi malos hashachar at seisa kachav." So everybody's, yom to him. That's the halacha. When is yom? Because he doesn't go for this whole pilpul. Even though the chavas das became the more common shita. Some point out, but everybody thinks no. He doesn't, because Dor HaShulchan says, I'm not sure, so treat it like a suffix and be machmir in both. And the Chavos Da'as said, no, it's Neitzachama. But everybody thinks that it's Tzalos HaShachar. Tzalos HaShachar. Because that's Yom. So look in the footnote 13. He says, he named a kama makom is not to a shulchan aruch poskim losh and eitzah kama. Right? So, chara, that's the raya that the Chavos Da'as brings. Adover bor she'ina kavona l'masha anu korim eitzah kama, kavona l'amur ha-shachar. No, eitzah kama is just, doesn't mean the, where it's that you should be redaik dafka eitzah kama. It means the beginning of the day. Because that's the lashon the Mishnah used. Maybe, and then he says the Tanya, the next paragraph, the Tanya the Masayelon who Baal HaEshkol. He says it's beferish in the Baal HaEshkol, the Ravid Baal HaEshkol. He says beferish. Kama Amar Rava Ona Yom Vafal Gav Shadach Lirosh B'Sof Hayom by Prish Mitchilas Alos HaShachar. Beferish in the Sefer Eshkol. So that's what everybody said. I have a Risha. So what do you want from me? I have a Risha. So that's what everybody holds. That's what he writes. See, Pascha like that. That it's... this is Machkedesh. This is Machkedesh. Follow. There's a Torah journal that comes out once a year. I try to write for it. It's called Hamashbir. Mashbir is memory of Rav Avadi Yosef. Yosef u Hamashbir. And I try to write. So somebody wrote a beautiful article. I'll tell you what they wrote about. And then after they wrote their article, the next year, I followed what he did. And so this is what he wrote. He wrote an article, this fellow, about which Rishonim the Beis Yosef didn't have. And he shows you which Rishonim he had and which Rishonim he didn't have. Then after he wrote that, I wrote a follow-up article saying, now I understand this, this, this. So one of the things I wrote is, he writes, the Beis Yosef didn't have the Eshkol. The Beis Yosef didn't have the Eshkol. So he said, oh, so this is the this is the writer of a body, because if he would have had the Eshkol, he probably would have, you know, that's a whole big thing about which Rishonim Beis Yosef had, which Rishonim didn't have, and therefore now should we change the halacha based on, that's a whole big discussion. You know, like the Chazon Ish Shita was, you know, if you find a new Rishon in the Geniza, just leave it there. You know, that was the... At the Avnei Nezer, several times, says, no, now we know the true trap. You know, now that the... And so I go through... I'll tell you one good thing I said. There's a sefer, and we've been learning the Rashba, Taras HaBayis, right? So there's another sefer that the Rashba wrote, besides the Chidush HaRashba L'Shas, called Avodas HaKodesh. And that's on Erevin and other topics. So the Rashba says in Avodas HaKodesh that if you have a big area, like an area full of people, big metropolis, and the dlosos and the ulos balayla, every night the gates of the city are closed, it's still a rishus harab, because it's like Rav Reuven Feinstein Shlita once said, in name of his father, he says, my father held that Manhattan or something like that, so what, there might be mechitzas around, but it's a rishus harab with mechitzas. I mean, it's a rishus harab, it's a metropolis, it's... So he's kosher. So Rav Shapiro always asks, why Mehechi Tasi, the Ramosh is kosher for this Avodah Sakodesh, not Shulchan Aruch? Oh, but now I found the answer. Because this is one of the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef didn't have. Avodah Sakodesh. I mean, he didn't have the Sefer of the Rashba. So there's a lot, you know, a lot of the discussion in Manhattan. I went on the trip, the famous trip in the 80s. One Sunday morning, we took a boat around Manhattan. I went on the boat. I was on the boat ride. Went on the boat around Manhattan to look at
Who's the captain?
Who's the captain? I don't know who the captain was. Rabbi Schmidman. I don't know if you know Rabbi Schmidman. No. Not from Philadelphia. Rabbi Schmidman from Manhattan. Different Rabbi Schmidman. They're the same Schmidman family, but it's not... whatever, it was on the boat, it's a different story. So to look at the mechitzas around Manhattan, because there are mechitzas around Manhattan. Of course, there might be mechitzas around Brooklyn. And that's the whole thing. So Rav Moshe couldn't care less than mechitzas around, because that's the Rashba. Doesn't matter. Yeah, the mechitzas in this building. So this building, we don't have, it's not a thoroughfare. It's not a, but Manhattan, so the question is, should you pass him like that, Rashba or not? So, Moshe was machmir for that. So, like Shlechta pointed out, or the other, others, Rachman pointed out, well, if the Beis Yosef always liked the Rashba, so why didn't he even bring it down to Shita? But now it works out very good. So I put together that Rashba with this Ravid in the whatchamacallit, in the Sefer Eshkol, with the Rav Abadi's Ravid. And I had a bunch of other examples of, we showed him that the Beis Yosef didn't have, and now to explain why the Beis Yosef didn't pass in certain ways, not necessarily because he didn't pass in that way, but he didn't know about that Shita because he didn't have it. That was the article. You can look, it's on the sixth floor. Those that don't know, the library has a sixth floor. So on the sixth floor, you can't breathe there too much. So you get what you need and leave. Because there's not so much ventilation there. I'm listening.
But the basis, it doesn't have he doesn't break down the ritual that's exclusive and it's a time. Right. Meaning if the Beis Yosef had not had a Rishon that literally that was very
it could be,
you
know, right.
So you can't say that that, oh, maybe he would have passed like that, but he passes like someone else. But in this case, he didn't have any other
reason. Right, right. So the simple challenge, so for those of you, the Mar speaks about the, you know, uses the term Neitzachama. So he didn't discuss
right.
whether Neitzachama means just a euphemism for day.
Right.
Or,
so, maybe it was like the
right, but it could be that if there would have been, right, if he would have had a famous Sharishan that would have said that, no, it means Dafka this, then maybe. So the Chavos Das, so myself, so I don't know, depends on the situation, but you know, taking other things into account, who we should pass to. Right, but he wouldn't have said it had he not had a. It could be he would have said it even well, but now that he has the Rishon, now he is in a stronger footing. In other words, it could be that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean to be taken literally, Nates, as opposed to just it's a well. But now he says Tana de Misayelon, as he writes in the second paragraph. Not, but I have a Beferish Rishon, so it makes him much better. Recently, I told some, you know, we should go look, you know, it's a suffix, a little cooler, so go to later. But okay, every situation, so it depends what the suffix was. Was the suffix whether it was like your case? She woke up in the morning, and but okay, that's. Yeah, I don't know. It could be like different sphakas and things like that in every situation. No, that's not. Yeah. Yeah, Rav Yehuda is good. Not that we necessarily always pass it like that. So everybody said, with his sheet is says. So also shachet it says a kachon. That's beis of an aleph in brachas, beis of an aleph in psachim, time alone. Also shachet it says a kachon with his yamama. But the classic is the chavos das is the more classic sheet. That became, you know.
It's also
Chavos Das would say Shkir. Okay, there's more to say here, but I take a little break now. Okay, we're almost finished with this, so maybe next time we'll start the next one. Okay, so, but this is a fascinating topic. Okay, it's good to see everybody, those that were here, those not here. Okay, but thanks for sharing the screen. Chavos Das. But at least you know, you remember this Chavos Das. And remember everything else we said. But it's not, the Sidrei Torah is like, is really a body person also. Because he says he doesn't like this old thing.
Isn't that a common
Shiloh? Is it? Yeah, it comes up once in a while, and